How do you ask for a date?
Ew! Get away from me!
Second date update with the Y94 Morning Playhouse.
Now, you go out with somebody, and for whatever reason, doesn't seem to go anywhere. That's where we come in, and we're going to try to help out Riley today. Riley, tell us about this fella that you're longing for, please.
Sure. So I went on a date with this guy, Zach, and we actually went to high school together, but we never ended up alone or at the right time, but I always have, like, the biggest crush on him. And he was the popular guy, and, like, everyone loved him, so he was constantly surrounded by all these people. And so it made me really intimidated. Like, I was too shy to say anything.
How'd you guys reconnect then?
Yeah, I mean, how did you guys end up going on a date if you tell us about this guy from back in the day?
Well, we actually ran into each other at a restaurant, and so I had so much regret and so much FOMO from high school that I was just like, okay, here I go. And I went up to him and I asked for his number. And Zach was, like, pretty interested, it seemed like. So we ended up having lunch, and it went well, I think. And it was almost, like, too good. Like, we kissed on the first date.
Wait, like, kiss?
Okay, so you guys, you went ahead and you kissed on the first date. So this sounds like it went pretty well. I'm failing to see the problem.
So since then, it's been, like, radio silence. Like, it's been 2 weeks, nothing. And I feel like he's either, like, holding out on me or he's not interested. Like, maybe the kissing was the problem. Like, maybe I should have held out. And I don't know what went wrong. I thought, like, we were both having a great time. We kept talking, and it seemed like we were both interested.
I mean, I would have to say, like, the kissing part, maybe, like, if it was, maybe it, you guys knew each other, so maybe it wasn't as bad, but I don't know. If he's kind of ghosted you or hasn't replied back, yeah, maybe that was the deal.
Do you have maybe stinky breath? You chow down on some onion or something? A garlic on that?
We did get tighter, but hey, he had it too. Like, I was cool with him. I was cool with kissing him.
All right, well, we're open to giving him a call here in a couple of minutes and getting some closure or another date for you. As long as you're open to the fact that he might not have the best things to say about the date that you seem to remember so fondly.
I guess, you know, that's the price. That's the chance I'm going to take. Let's do it.
All right, we'll call this guy after Jax. Victoria's Secret Playhouse of the Morning, second date update, 1-84. God, I wish somebody... 1-84 of the Playhouse of the Morning in the middle of second date updates.
Love. Depressing and mean. It can break your heart or rupture your spleen. Yeah, love sucks. Horrible hookups you'll now relive. Yeah, love sucks. Lucky for you, that's a positive.
So far, we've been speaking with Riley, who told us about how she finally got to go out with Zach, who she longed for back in the day, and then kind of they've now as adults bumped into each other, had a date, there was some kissing, but for whatever reason, nothing else has happened after that, and she'd just like to know why. So to try to get some closure for, or even better, another date, we need Zach, who I'm hoping you can hear us all right.
Yeah, I can hear you. What's going on?
All right, and you don't know why you're on hold yet?
I know, I've just been on hold. They said that they wanted to talk to me, but no one told me what's going on.
We do. Hi, it's the Playhouse of the Morning. So we do a segment called Second Date Update. And we're chatting with Riley this morning. You remember going out with Riley?
Riley? Yeah, I definitely remember going out with Riley.
All right, she is on the phone. If you guys want to say hi, and we'll gauge how awkward that is.
Oh my God. Hi, Riley. How are you?
I'm okay. I'd be better if I knew why you haven't wanted to go on a second date.
Oh, you thought I didn't want to go on a second date? I've been trying to call you, like, a lot, actually. And I either get your voicemail or just nothing at all, except for, like, a text maybe a few hours later.
Well, yeah, I mean, like, I am texting you. I'm not really, like, talk over the phone person, but I'm sorry. Like, if you are a talk on the phone person, I'm sorry about that. I just, like, I thought you weren't interested.
No, I'm just one of those weirdos that prefers it the old-fashioned way. But, yeah, I've been very excited to talk to you. I thought our first date went, like, really well.
like really well, Zach, like out well. At first, when she said that you were like ghosting her, like not replying back, I was like, maybe like you just had like still had like one of those top dog, you know, the like, yeah, I got Riley.
Honestly, I'll be real. That is who I was in high school. That's not who I am now. No, I actually was a little bit worried that it went so well the first time. I didn't want to think that. Yeah, I didn't want you, Riley, to think that I was like rushing or anything.
Oh my God, no! I mean, to be honest, I've had the biggest crush on you since high school, and I mean, even you. Like, of course, I'm interested.
Okay,
wow.
So.
Oh my God, that's.
We'd actually like to send you guys on another date. We'll pay for that, throw some gift cards at you, get you a night out at a restaurant, some dinner and drinks if you want to go out again. Sounds like you do.
Oh, 100%. Riley, would you like to join me for a free date paid by these lovely people?
Oh, my God, of course.
Wow, awesome. This weekend, are you free?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, that was easy.
I'm so glad that you got this.
Hey, real quickly, before we put you on hold, Zach, she was really worried that you were uncomfortable that she kissed you and was moving too fast. Is it all right if she kisses you again this weekend? Is that cool?
That would be very cool.
Okay, good.
And maybe find like a restaurant that has like mints at the end when you pay, and then you can just pop that in for when you do the makeout.
I was legitimately worried that we chose some spicy food that may have been a turnoff, so that's a good suggestion.
Well, there we go. That's the closest to him saying that you maybe didn't taste very good or you're stinky. But I'm glad you're going out again.
No, I thought it was great, to be honest. But, we both had the same breath, so it was fine.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations. We got another day.
They're so cute.
Yeah, nauseated.
So cute.
The Morning Playhouse.